Land of Light.
In the name of God, the Merciful, the Compassionate. Dear listeners, we hereby present the second weekly episode of the series Land of Light. Please accompany us in this short journey. Said that Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, on several occasions dreamt of an angel who called on him to trace out and unearth the Zamzam well. Abdul Muttalib asks the angel to point out the location of this well and realizes that an important development is bound to take place in the city of Mecca. He should find the location of the valuable Zamzam well. Therefore, he informs his wife, Samra, of this matter and dispels the concerns of Samra over the state of his health. Now the time has come to cover the developments which had at the time taken place in Mecca in relation to excavation of Zamzam. By listening to today's episode, you will further realize the significance of this well.
One day at the age of 14, my father woke me up at sunrise. We always woke up early in the morning, but that day was different from its very beginning, and my father intended to dig a well in Holy Kaaba. Excavation of wells was nothing new, but the fact that my father wanted to unearth this well by his own hands made me surprised. When I asked my father the reason behind his intention, he referred to our ancestor, Prophet Ishmael, the firstborn son of Prophet Abraham, peace be upon them. My father had previously narrated the story of the journey of Ishmael and his mother, Hajar, to the then obscure place called Mecca. At the time, Mecca was a dry desert. Abraham brings his wife and son, Hajar and Ishmael, from Palestine to this land and returns back. At the peak of Ishmael's thirst and the fragility of Hajar, a spring sprouts from the footstep of the thirsty little boy. Gradually, the birds and animals gather next to this spring. In due course, several Arab tribes settle in this region upon viewing this spring. One of them is the Jurhum tribe, from which Ishmael chooses a girl to become his wife. After Ishmael, his son, Sabet, becomes the custodian of the Kaaba. Upon his death, this duty is assumed by members of the Jurhum tribe and passes on from one generation to the other. However, upon getting wealthy, the Jurhum tribe becomes corrupt and unjust, seizing the assets of Kaaba and looting and persecuting the pilgrims who flock to the Holy Kaaba. This trend lasts for roughly 330 years until the land of Yemen faces floods, forcing the tribe of Khazaa to migrate to Mecca and gets embroiled in disputes with the members of Jurhum tribe and residents of Mecca. The members of Khazaa tribe raid Mecca with the collaboration of the Canaan tribe. War breaks out and the Khazaa tribe members emerge victorious and settle down in Mecca. Thereafter, disputes break out over the custodianship of the Holy Kaaba. The disputes between Jurhum and Khazaa tribes last for several decades and ultimately lead to enmity, resentment, and another battle. Amid this confrontation, the members of Khazaa tribe overcome the members of Jurhum tribe and drive them out from Mecca. After a while, The men of Khaza'a commit injustices against the pilgrims of the Holy Kaaba and become more powerful and wealthy through unfair and illegitimate means. My father cites his father as saying that after years of dispute, when our ancestor Usayy ibn Kalab defeated the Khaza'a tribe, he found no trace of Zamzam well. He later realized that when the members of this tribe are on the verge of defeat, they wiped out any trace of the well.
The father and son both were guided by God towards the Holy Kaaba. Abdul Muttalib led the way carrying a shovel. His son Haris walked a few steps behind him. The passersby who spotted the leader of the Quraysh tribe at a break of dawn were astounded by seeing him carrying a shovel while his teenage son carried a straw basket. They wondered what had happened to their servants. However, the grandeur of Abdul Muttalib prevented them from asking questions. Abdul Muttalib and his son covered the sloped streets of Mecca. Then, they had to cover the marketplace to reach the Holy Kaaba. The Holy Kaaba looked tall and glorious. A huge open space surrounded it. Despite the elevated status of Abraham and Ishmael, the idols of different Arab tribes were observed in different parts of the Holy Kaaba. They totaled 360 idols. The father and son paid their due respects to Kaaba from a long distance. Upon setting foot on the Holy Kaaba, Abdul Muttalib's heart started to excessively pound as a sign of both rejoicing and fear.
It is covered with animal blood and excrement.
As far as it's clear, only the place of sacrifice of the Holy Kaaba is like this. But what part of it? A large section of the place of sacrifice is covered with blood and excrement. One cannot dig all of it. Oh, I had forgotten the black and white crow. The angel said where the black and white crow pecks on the floor. But where is the crow? What if it doesn't come? But is it possible? Is it possible to have the same dream four times and...
Look, Father, this is apparently the same black and white crow which the angel mentioned.
Abdul Muttalib glanced at the sky above the Holy Kaaba, where his son pointed. A single crow was coming toward Holy Kaaba from the western side of his courtyard. The father and son held their breath, and Abdul Muttalib's heart once again started to excessively pound. The crow circled the Holy Kaaba and landed on the rooftop. The bird looked around and once again flew, landing on the head of an idol. Once again, the crow looked around and flew, twice landing on idols. After a short pause, the bird sat on the surface of the place of sacrifice. The crow once again paused, looked around, and started pecking the floor. Haris shouted in a state of rejoice. Abdul Muttalib, who was surprised, covered his son's mouth and pushed him back. But the voice of Harith let the crow fly away. It seemed that the crow had come to that place only to do his mission. The crow flew away as though it had never come. Abdul-Muttalib rushed toward the place of sacrifice. The trace of the crow's beak was openly seen next to the opening of the ant's nest. They both rejoiced at finding the location of Zamzam well. Harith put down his basket. Abdul-Muttalib took off his green turban and frock, placing them all next to a platform close to an idol. He took out the axe from the basket and hit the ground next to the trace of the crow's pecks on the floor while remembering the god of Kaaba and seeking the divine assistance.
Upon the start of our job, it seemed as though the people of Mecca had found a new topic of discussion. Every day as we started to work, they gathered round us, making a number of different remarks. One imagined that my father had found a treasure at the courtyard of Holy Kaaba and intended to unearth it. The other one wondered that why we were working instead of employing the servants to do this job for us. At times, they also asked the reason behind what we were doing, but I did not respond to them. My father dug the earth and I pulled up the sacks of sand. On the fourth day, I saw the leading figures of Quraysh tribe approaching us. They approached us in a manner which frightened me. They gathered round the ditch and called my father.
Abdul-Muttalib, don't you hear us?
Abdul-Muttalib, who had sensed their shadows over his head, upon hearing their voice, stopped working and looked upwards.
I hear you. Good day, Abdul-Muttalib. You have exhausted yourself. Don't you want to take a rest and come up? Getting exhausted while serving God is a sweet experience. True, true. But the leaders of Quraysh have gathered to have a word with you. You are welcome. But why are you in a rush? Not much time has been left until the sunset. I will be with you as soon as I stop working. Hey, Harith.
Harith made his way among the crowd and came forward. By the ditch, he looked downward and hailed his father.
Whenever Amir comes for carrying the tablecloth and the dishes, tell him to spread a larger mat next to Kaaba.
Without awaiting Harith's response, he continued to dig the ground. The leading figures of Quraysh tribe, who saw this, did not have the courage to insist on their demand any longer. They sat down in the courtyard of Holy Kaaba next to idols and discussed this matter.
He has been digging the ground of Kaaba courtyard for a number of days without asking our viewpoint. We reserve a number of rights in this matter.
I came here on the first sunset and told him that his work is disrespecting our idols, but he did not say anything.
I told him the same thing, but he said that Zamzam has always been here and no one has considered its presence as disrespect to idols.
Nonetheless, he had no right doing this job without asking for our permission.
Most certainly, you want to know what happened next in regard to Zamzam well. We have come to the end of our today's episode. If you are interested to know what happened next, don't forget to tune in the coming weeks. God bless you and goodbye.